warmth.
You want a chaw?
Chewing tobacco. thank you. Fortunately, while waiting here in Gambo, I've lucked into a heap and helping of the legendary hospitality of George Cartwright. Mr. Cartwright is owner-operator of the Rosa Pond Salmon Farm. This sprawling ranch house he calls home is a welcome way station for weary travelers, famous for the wonders that emerge from its kitchen.
The boys should be along presently, rounding up a few smokes that got out of the pan.
Well, it's awfully kind of you to welcome a stranger to your table like this, Mr. Cartwright.
You call me George. Now, have a seat.
Oh, well, thank you kindly.
Reckon you're a radio man.
Yep.
Heading up Badger's Keyway here.
That's right. I'm trying to make it to the Funks.
Funks? This time of year?
You heard me right. I got to find a man up there.
You're not a yeller journalist, are you?
No. Oh, me. I like to...
Why don't you just spit on the floor there?
Oh, okay, thanks. Sorry about that. No, not me, sir. I like to keep it clean.
I'm a man who believes in minding his own business. But you could be heading for some trouble.
I ain't looking for none.
Now, don't get me wrong. They're good folks in Valley Field, but that's Pentecost territory. They don't take kindly to strangers with microphones. Leastways, that's what I hear.
I don't scare easy, George.
Well, you got a hankering to head on up there. I won't stand in your way. Sheriff's an ornery cuss, though, Herb Wyatt. You want to watch your back, you hear me?
Yes, sir, I do. I don't mean to be rude, George, but when are we strapping on the feed bag? I'm gutfounded.
Well, here's my boys now.
Howdy, Paul.
This here's Mr. Paul Mock, media man out of William Carson City.
Boys?
Now, this is my oldest, Moose, runs the farm.
Howdy.
Howdy, Moose.
And my middle boy, Joey, the little fellow from Gambo, they call him.
Well, I was a journalist myself. Yes, I worked for three papers. Not one paper, not two papers, but
yeah,
three.
Yeah, Joey, that's fine. And this is my youngest son, Adam, runs the amateur theater company in these parts.
Howdy. Well, howdy yourself, partner. How do you find your little outfit?
Well, it's wonderful.
Really? I find it stifling. I'm desperate to get out of here. I want to go to William Carson City. I want to live. Chow time. What tasty treats we have tonight, Sing Tao.
Cat's meat, pig's feet, dumplings boiled up in a sheet, Charles and cover lunches.
Oh, spare us the ridiculous accent, Sing Tao. He's from Wesleyville.
Why don't you just dig in there, Mr. Moth?
Oh, my.
Well, afraid that's your coach now. You better grab your kit and head out. Never know when another one might be along.
Oh, damn. Y'all come back now, you hear?